My name is Lieutenant Aldo Rain, and I'm putting together a special team. And I need me 8 soldiers. 8 Jewish American soldiers.
Hello everybody, and I'm back, and welcome to episode 69 of Sean Hammer. Sorry, it's been a while. I have no real excuse. Been busy, that's about it. I'm not really doing much of anything else. So, I apologize, but I'm back, and trying to go ahead and put forth a more regular recording schedule for you all. So, let's go ahead and talk about what's been going on. Let's see, I've been receiving a lot of Malifaux stuff. I just recently got in the mail this past week a package sent to me with some Gen Con goodies. I had received the new Malifaux Storm of Shadows book, and it's pretty cool so far, so we're going to be going over a little bit of that today, not like into the book, but I'm going to cover a couple things in it that will actually be incorporated with our main topic, which we'll be talking about Von Chill. So, we got that. I also got the Hanging Tree, the Nightmare Edition Hanging Tree with Eric and Nathan hanged on it, so that's pretty cool. And I also got a Mysterious, which is the Gen Con exclusive Death Marshal, the miss for that Gen Con, so that's pretty cool. All in plastic. I'll be going over those once I actually assemble those and paint those this week. Let's see, I also picked up the Von Chill box set. Had to have it, actually. I got looking, and I wanted to have a crew, or, you know, a group I could teach people how to play Malifaux and make it easy. And they seem pretty straightforward as far as everything goes. And plus, they're pretty nifty, and everyone's talking about the whole hype of Von Chill, how he's like the American badass and shit like that. So we'll get to that. And I also picked up a painted crew of Lucius, the guild captain, the guild guard that came with it, Ryle, and who is the other one in there? Oh, the lawyer. So I got them painted, so to actually go with them, and thanks to listening to Cheated Fates Radio on their Lady Justice episode, I picked up the alternate sculpt of Lady Justice because she's pretty badass looking, and she's a lot cooler than the other one, and they say that her and Lucius go together, and I couldn't figure out if I wanted to do Allstringer or 2 Guildhounds, and the local hobby store had 2 Guildhounds, so I picked them up. That's what I'm going with. Let's see, everything else. Well, I just celebrated my 5th year wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary, baby. Let's see, other than that, my daughter's getting married next month. The weather here is pretty cool. Temperatures come down a little bit. Nice fall weather for Michigan. 40K box set came out. You know, the whatever that is with the Dark Angels and the Chaos. I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to probably be piecing it out as prize support. So, if you got any good ideas about what I can do for handing out some Chaos and or Dark Angels for prizes, just go ahead and give me a shot. Give me a shout out. Let's see. Been listening to a lot of Malifaux. This is a new Malifaux podcast from England. Guys are pretty freaking funny. You got a couple good guys, and it's funny to listen to them and stuff. So I've been enjoying that podcast. And let's see, outside, other than that, I painted a little bit on my Molly. Got that done. We did some HeroClix figs, painted them up, so that got me in the mood to paint. So I'm going to try and get a crew done. I'm going to really try finishing my Molly Squid Pidge group. So that's about basically all I'm doing. Been doing in a nutshell. No real excuse about how or why I haven't done a podcast in about a month. Apologize for that. But let's go ahead and first let's talk about this Malifaux Storm of Shadows book. Technically speaking, it's a good book. I'm sure it's got some pretty cool fluff in it to begin with. So that'll be will be, you know, I don't cover the fluff, but I do like reading it. And I do enjoy having the Malifaux books around. Each one does have cool fluff. I like to read about the different masters, sometimes henchmen, if it's in them, and everything. Unfortunately, I am addicted to this game, and I have to get my shit in order so I can actually get stuff painted on the table and get some more games in with it before I pick up any of these cool masters that introduce themselves in the new Storm of Shadows book. But there's a couple of reasons why you should get this book, at least my reason. For one, I love Malifaux. The book is good. Two, it's got a creature in here that's usable for Molly. And I like my Molly. Three, four, and five, Gracie, Wong, and we have a Jack Burton character, which is, I don't know if we'll go over it in today's, but Bert Jebson, cute. I like me some Big Trouble in Little China. And for today's episode, we have the Free Corps Strong Arm Suit Minion. So that's pretty cool. So we'll go over all that a little bit. Not the whole book, but we'll go over some Von Chill, including the Free Corps Strong Arm Suit for the Free Corps. Just because, why not? And I don't know what else I'll cover in today's episode. It's going to be pretty much Malifaux-centric. So that'll be pretty cool. I don't know if I'm going to go into Jack and Gracie and Wong, but I might. So let's go ahead and start with Von Chill. I picked up Von Chill because, well, you know, the models seem cool, and everyone says that Von Chill is, you know, Barney Badass. So it's just like, I found the box set on eBay, pretty cheap, under 12 bucks. I mean, not 12 bucks, 20 bucks with shipping, sealed. So I was just like, well, okay, well, I can play Von Chill. He can join a lot of my other crews as a henchman. So let's go ahead and pick him up. Then I started looking. I was just like, these guys are pretty snazzy looking. I can see pretty straightforward for the crew and everything. So I can run a Malifaux crew with Von Chill, you know, and the Free Corps. So looking over his card, he's a pretty complicated young man. Well, old man. He's got a walk 5, charge 8, height 2, willpower 6. He's his casting's 3, defense 5, and 10 wounds. He is 9 stones if you're going to hire him as a henchman in a crew that already has a master. He's a hunting knife and a clockwork seeker. I might as well put out the stats because all of the Free Corps basically are the same weapons and they're all the same stats. Hunting knife, range 1. His CB is 6, damage 1, 3, and 4. Clockwork Seeker, range 12, CB 6, 3, 4, 5 damage. This guy here, look, going over his stats, he's got pretty decent mobility. With a walk of 5, 8 charge, not too shabby. Going through everything that he has, he becomes a little bit more mobile, and we'll go over that in a second. Von Chill has something that every Free Corps has, and that would be a Free Corps armor. It's plus 1 armor, magic resistant 1, and this model may ignore damage from aura, pulse, and blast effects. Pretty damn skippy. I mean, pretty damn nice, really, for basic armor that every one of the Free Corps have. The only person that has anything different is the strong arm suit, and we'll get to that. Let's see. Von Chill's a Free Corps mercenary. If he's hired as mercenary, can't hire anymore. He's ruthless, slow to die. He's a special forces Free Corps. And a crew led by this model may only hire Free Corps models and mercenary models. And a crew containing this model may ignore the 2 mercenary model limit. And that gets pretty cool because I was wondering who's going to lead my Jack Dibson or Bert Dibson or what. Anyway, the Gremlin that's Jack Byrne. He's going to do it. He's stubborn. He gets plus 2 willpower in duels when he's the defender. He's got undead knowledge, so he's pretty much a ghostbuster. When attacking undead models with melee range strike, he gets plus to damage flips and ignores hard wound ability. Pretty sweet. He's got willing to die trigger. That friendly. Well, no, it's not a trigger. They just put this all in really weird thing. Anyway, ability. Friendly Free Corps models gain slow to die, so that's pretty cool with 6-inch aura. His hunting knife has a trigger, Well, actually, his hunting knife. Ignore its armor, so that's pretty nice. Unfortunately, all the other Free Corps hunting knives don't ignore armor like his does. He's nimble, so his 5 walk and a charge comes into play. He's a little bit more mobile. He's instinctual, so he can do 2-0 actions a turn, and he's only got 2-0 actions. Let's see, make sure before I go babbling off at the mouth. Nope, he's got more than that. Okay, so he's got... I'm reading off the card. I'm so sorry. Leader, target-friendly Free Corps models. Oh, he's got augmented jump, so he can gain flight, and he can't be blocked while disengaging, so his walk of 5 comes a little bit more handy because he can fly. He's got hard-ass, 10-inch aura, friendly models receive a +4 willpower, so pretty damn good leader here. He's also a leader. Target-friendly Free Corps models within 6 inches of him can activate after him, so that's pretty cool. You could do like little alpha strikes if you're within a 6-inch bubble. He's got magnetic pulse, constructs receive slow, and he does last right when you're going to sacrifice, you know, all scrap counters by models, by not carried, by models that aren't carried. Let's see. His triggers are brutal with his hunting knife, critical strike, clockwork seeker. Reposition with his clockwork seeker allows him to move up to 3 inches after he hits that trigger. He's got skinning knife. After killing a defending height 1 model with his weapon, draw 1 control card. So he's taking his time, you know, cutting some stuff up. He's a pretty solid figure for 9 inches. He's pretty sweet. He basically, like I said, he's got really good movement, especially with his augmented jump with the extinctual. You know, you can do a lot. You can even move up to 15 inches if you've got nothing else to do, you know, with them as a turn. Plus, with a trigger for the Clockwork Seeker, if you get it, you know, you can reposition 3 more inches. So he's pretty sweet. Let's see, for his shooting, he's not too bad. CB6. 12 range, not bad. Melee, he's pretty good, especially since his hunting knife ignores armor, so that's pretty cool. He's pretty resilient. He's got the slow to die. He can use the soul stones, plus with his armor on top of everything, so that's pretty cool. He's got pretty solid willpower 6, so, I mean, he's not a bad model, and he's actually a pretty good leader for leading the Free Corps. So, pretty much, that is Von Chill in a, you know, roundabout way. A lot of people say he looks like Hulk Hogan. I can see it. I actually saw a guy at my daughter's, she's in marching band, and there was a guy that was sitting there watching a football game, and he looked exactly like Hulk Hogan, and he looks like Von Chill, so that's pretty cool. So I'm looking forward to giving Von Chill a run. Let's see, up for the rest of everything he's got that come in this box. I got 2 Free Corpsmen, and they're pretty cool. They're the standard, what you're going to be, 4 points per model, not bad. Let's see, walk 5, pretty good. Charge 7, height 2, willpower 5, casting 3, defense 4, wound 6. CB5 on the gun, same stats as the Clockwork Seeker, blah, blah, blah. Of course, they have the Free Corps armor, so that makes them pretty cool. They're mercenary. These guys have Scout and Stubborn, so that's pretty cool. Their triggers are brutal with Critical Strike, but their actions are they have a 2 action for Flurry, so Flurry is pretty cool. Be careful having too many Flurries. It puts a pretty good strain on your control hand. And I'd recommend you play both that come in a box. They're pretty solid 4-point model, not too bad. So, I don't know. I think they're pretty cool. Up next, let's see, we have the Free Corps Librarian, the Specialist, or the Trapper. Let's go ahead and go with the Trapper. Here you have a little range 16 CB5 with a mass trigger, 135 damage. grave robbing mercenary special forces Free Corps trapper. Let's see, go through his abilities. He's got the armor, of course. He's a mercenary. He's got From the Shadows, which allows you to position him after. This model may be deployed after all other models in or behind terrain as long as it's 12 inches away. So that's pretty cool. He's got Hunter, Ruthless, Scout, and Stubborn. Of course, he's got the Clockwork Rifle. He's got Reposition, just like Von Chill. So that's pretty cool. He's got Brutal, and he's got Skinning. His skinning actually is the same exact thing as Von Chill's. So that is pretty cool. For his actions, he's got Guide, Friendly Models, Gain Scouts for zero action. And this one here I like, Jerky Time. This model discards any number of carry corpse counters. You can heal him one wound per corpse counter discarded. Since he's a grave robber, he can do that and stuff. So, I mean, it's pretty cool. He's a nice little sniper look to him. He's got his flowing coat and everything. Nice look to this army or this group. Let's see. Let's see, you can put him, like I said, you can deploy him after everyone else, and get quite close to enemy lines, and you can make him a constant threat. He has a Hunter and Scout. He can take advantage and minimize the disadvantage of terrain, and Ruthless, Ignore, Harmless, and similar abilities. He has a built-in trigger to push him 3 inches after every time he shoots, so that's where he's got the mask on the shot, and the trigger is for the reposition, of course, is the mask. let's see. He's pretty fast. He can move on. He can keep up a little bit with Von Chill, especially with his whole his 5 walk, 8 charge. But since he's got the 16-inch range and everything, he's got nothing to get him out of combat. So try and keep him out of hand-to-hand if you can. Is what I would say. Definitely use him for the long-range support, because that's what he's there for. Let's see, what else we have on there? Let's go to Free Corps Specialist. This is the guy that actually sold the box to me, and for the minions in the box. This is the Free Corps Specialist, or the Free Corps Flamenwerfer. He is a flamethrower specialist, and he's pretty badass looking. He's got Walk 4, no charge. Height 2, Willpower 5, Casting 3, Defense 4, 6 wounds. And of course, he's running around in the Free Corps armor, so that's pretty cool. He's got, for ability, Hesitation. Models with Willpower 6 or less receive negative flip to their attack flips when making melee strikes against this model. No one wants to have a tank of gasoline blow up in their face. Let's see, he's Stubborn. He receives a +2. Yeah. His weapon, he's a Flamenwerfer. Attacks with his weapon ignore armor and cover modifier. So that's pretty cool. When this model is killed, it generates a pulse 3 for 3 damage. So when he dies, he blows up. Kind of like other models in the game, such as Papa Loco and such like that. He's got first actions, detonate tanks, 6-inch pulse. Model takes range strike against each model. Each strike causes 2, 3, 4 and may activate focus burn or you're flammable. So those are two triggers that he has. This model loses the Flamer Wolfer weapon for the rest of the encounter. So basically he blows up his tanks to do a major hurrah. Then he can like bail out and be... Yeah, you're going to have to use him to either grab objectives, interact with things, or use him for his hunting knife. Once he receives Brutal in, he's got the Focus Burn trigger. Defender suffers 1... +1 damage. This does not generate any blasts, which we'll get to. I forgot to go over his Flaming Warfare. He's got another trigger. When it needs a tome, you're flammable. Defender suffering damage from this weapon must make a willpower 12 morale duel. So, I mean, there's something about being on fire. You gotta, it can freak you out. But this is a range 8 weapon, CB5, with a 2 damage, a 3 double blast, or 4 double blast. So he's pumping out some blast tokens as he's going. It allows a lot of control, especially over swarm armies like Hamlin, Gremlins, anyone who's going to going ahead, basically pull together to, you know, get their little alpha strike abilities and stuff like that. This guy's pretty cool. He is the slowest free corpse model, though. His weapon is an amazing weapon. He's got a lot of staying power and melee. Like I said, he can engage clusters of models, so that's going to be really cool. But when he does detonate his own tank, he can also hurt you despite your armor. Let's see. So you can, I'd use this guy, especially if you're playing on a clustered board with a lot of terrain and there's a lot of walking paths to get to. Basically, use them to direct things around to other locations, down alleys and such, to push them into Von Chill, or I would say probably even the trapper. You get a couple things. You can do a little board control with this guy if you got the right terrain on the board. Last but not least, out of the box set, we had the Free Corpse Librarian. Yeah, about this, I don't know. If I was to do a game, I would probably, a smaller game, 25 stones, or I'd probably go 30, because Von Chill's a henchman, you can have a little bit more if you wanted. I'd probably take the strong arm over top of the librarian. If I'm wrong, you think I'm wrong, let me know. But she's running around, 5 walk, 7 charge, height 2, willpower 6, casting of 6, defense 3, 6 wounds. She's got a hunting knife, just like everybody else, same stats and everything. But she has Ancient Words, which is a ranged attack of 8, CB of 6 with a tome, and 2, 3, 4 damage. Let's see, she's an arcane receptacle? my language is gone. This model's controller discards one control card when it activates. Add the discarded card suit to the model's casting until the end of the closing phase. If you do not discard a card, she's paralyzed. She's Arcane Reservoir, which will increase your hand size by 1 while this model's in play, but unfortunately, because if you want to activate her, you have to get rid of one of your cards. She got Counterspell. When she's targeted by a spell, you may discard 2 control cards or 1 with a tome to cancel the spells before starting totals are generated. So that's pretty cool. Nice, especially against, I would say, Sonya or Karis. She's an elite mercenary. Means nothing to Von Chill, but anyone else wishing to hire her has to pay 2 extra soul stones. She's got the free corpse armor, of course. She's stubborn, same as everyone else. Her weapons are Ancient Words. This model's attack tools with this weapon uses CB versus willpower. This weapon ignores armor, and constructs may not be targeted with this weapon. So if you're going against a Hoffman crew, leave her at home. She's got Furious Casting, so she can chuck around some extra stuff. Her triggers are completely blocked, which is defender loses all suits associated with the statistics instead of 1. Surge, Brutal Hunting Knife, and Resonance. Weapons damage gain / 1 blast, 2 blast. Now for her spell, she's got Etheric Theories. This will allow target friendly models to gain a +1 to the cast and channel casting flips. And remember that she's a friendly model, so it includes yourself. She's got Block Connection. This is what the trigger completely blocked is. The target model loses 1 suit associated with one of its statistics. If she gets the trigger off on this one, it's pretty nice. She gets rid of all the suits. She's got Healing Energy, so she is the healer for your free corps. Target friendly model makes a healing flip, and she's got Magical Buffer. When cast, it's a 3-inch aura. Friendly free corpse models, including this model, receives +2 defense. So not too shabby. Great start for a box set. I like it. I'm quite happy with it. I see a lot of possibilities I can do with the Von Chill box set. So that's pretty cool. Let's see. Now we're going to go ahead. Like I said, it's the box is pretty solid. 25 Soulstone crew for the Free Corps. It's pretty cool. The only thing that this box really lacks is melee hitting power. Von Chill's got it, but he doesn't have a lot. They're more or less mid-range shooters, and long, but mainly range. That's his box set in a nutshell. Now, for the Storm of Shadows book. We have the Free Corps Strong Arm Suit. For one, the artwork on this guy is pretty amazing. This big boy's on a 40mm base. He's Special Forces Unique Mercenary. He's got a 5 walk, 7 charge. He is height 2, 4 willpower, 6 casting, 4 defense, 10 wounds. This guy's got a lot to him, too. He's got armor plus 2. That's pretty badass. With the 10 wounds, for the fact that that's a minion with 10 wounds, pretty solid. Enhanced armor. If this model suffers 2 or more less damage before applying the armor, it suffers no damage instead. And the effects that ignore armor also ignore enhanced armor. So we gotta be careful. He's elite mercenary. He's got an experimental generator. When this model flips Black Joker, its controller must discard 1 card or it receives paralyzed. I'm pretty sure that's like something else in the game. I think it's Peacekeeper or something like that, but we're not even worried about it. He's immovable, so this model may only be moved or pushed by friendly effects, so no luring this dude. He's interposing. Models provide soft cover for... this model provides soft cover for friendly models, so he's a walking wall for your people. He's got reach out. This model's attack flips receive a plus when performing disengaging strikes. So he's just a big boy. He's got shove aside. This model may move through height 1 and height 2 models, and he's stubborn. That's pretty cool. For his weapons, he's got enhanced fists, which is 2 range, CBF 6 with a ram, 2, 4, 6 damage. And he's got etheric projector, range of 12, CB4 with a ram, and 2, 3, 4 damage. The etheric projector is magical. And the enhanced fist, this weapon ignores 1 point of armor per ram or crow in the attack total. So he can cut through armor too with his fist because he's bashing them to pieces. He's instinctual, and he's got 0 action. Get back. Let's see. Which, I don't know why. Okay, place friendly model within 4 inches of this model and base contact with this model. The target must be engaged with 1 or more enemy models to be affected by this action. So he's grabbing you out of melee, trying to protect you. Like I said, he's instinctual, only use 1-0 action. Triggers, he got Breach Burst. This would be for his etheric projector. After inflicting damage on Defender with its weapon, the model uses the damage flips card suit to generate one of the following effects. If the defender was killed by the attack, resolve the effect before it is removed from the game. So you have for a ram, you can repulse, push defender 3 inches away, directly away from this model. If he's pushed in base contact with 1 or more models, all models suffer 1 wound. He's got the soul vortex when you flip a crow. Sacrifice all counters not carried by the model within 4 inches of the defender. He's got etheric crack for a tome. Bury defender. If it was not killed by attack, unbury defender within 6 inches of this model during the resolve step, or this model is removed from play. And he's got, for a mask, scramble edicts. Constructs within 4 inches of the defender receive slow. So, he's got some possibilities. Another trigger he's got, he's going to need a ram for this, for his fists. It receives a plus. For spells, he has charge up. The model's controller has to discard 2 cards. This model gains 1 of the following effects per cards discarded. Up to 2 cards. So you could do 1 if you want. Increase armor. You can take him to armor 3 for Christ's sake. Replace an enhanced fist damage with 3, 5, 6. Or this model may also move through height 3 models with a shovel side ability. Or you can give his etheric projector receives a plus 2 CB to end of activation. And on top of everything else, this guy has a spell, Leap. This model may move up to its charge. This model receives flight during the move. The spell cannot be cast if this model's in melee. So this guy's jumping around the board a little bit to get him where you want him. Pretty damn straight for 8 soul stones. That's all I gotta say. I like him. The whole group looks nice. They got the little steampunk feel. A lot of brass armor. Matter of fact, I'm going to buy the set of cogwork bases from Fiendish Fabrications. Check them out. They're on my site. And I'm going to put these guys on those because I think it's just going to look nice. That's pretty much it for Von Chill. I look forward to getting them all done so I can play them. I'm not looking forward to painting them because I don't know what to do with them. So if you're out there and you say, hey, Sean, I want to paint your Von Chill hench crew, and I'll do a really good job, I'll let you do it. But till then, I will get a game with them. They will be one of my demo crews, I believe, when I become a henchman. So, with that, we're going to take a break. I'll come back in a bit, and I'll probably go over my three outcast mercenaries, or outcast models, gremlin models from the new Storm of Shadows book, and we'll call it quits for today. So, enjoy the break, and I'll talk to you in a few.
This is Jack Burton in the Pork Chop Express, and I'm talking to whoever's listening out there. Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes. Just listen to the old Pork Chop Express and take his advice on a dark and stormy night, all right? When some wild-eyed, eight-foot-tall maniac grabs your neck, taps the back of your favorite head up against a barroom wall, and he looks at Christian in the eye, and he asks you if you've paid your dues. Well, you just stare that big sucker right back in the eye, and you remember what old Jack Burton always says at a time like that. Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir, the check is in the mail.
Check the pillars of heaven.
Ready, Jack?
I was born ready.
Jack Burton, hope you enjoyed it. Well, here we are. We're going to be going over three models in the Storm of Shadow book. We'll be going over Burt Jebsen, which is the Kurt Russell parody gremlin version of Jack Burton. We'll be going over Gracie, the minion, which is supposed to be the Pork Chop Express, Jack Burton's truck. But it could be taken as Gracie Law, who's played by Kim Cattrall, as being a fat pig, but who knows. And we got Wong. Now, Wong is, a lot of people think he's Wang from Big Trouble in Little China, but he's actually, because he's a magician, he's kind of like Egg. So, why, Sean, are we going over three characters in the back of Storm Shadow's book? Because they're freaking awesome. They are mercenaries, they are gremlins, they are characterful, and they are from They are Big Trouble in Little Trouble parodies. And that's like on my top 10 favorite films of all time. So, these three guys walking home one day, and they happen to see some dudes walking through the forest with these hats with eyes on them. And basically, they saw some 10 Thunder Archers. They head back to the village, and they found their village all fucked up. They vowed revenge, and they took on these personas of Jack Burton, Gracie, and Wong. Wong found a magical bag, and it changed him. I forgot what his name was. To begin with, his name was Obida, but he's gone. He's not Wong. So, Jack, or Bert Jepson, is a 6 soulstone cost gremlin. He's mercenary, he's unique, of course, with a walk 5, 8 charge. He's height 1, willpower 5, CA 4, defense 5. 7 wounds. He's got a jackknife, of course, because he should have a jackknife. Range 1, 6 CB with a ram, 2, 3, 4 damage. He's got a backwater pepper box, which is this really weird-looking flintlock pistol with numerous amount of barrels. I'm going to say up to most about 20. It's a range 8, CB4 with ram for damage, and 2, 3, 4 with a blast for damage. Talents, Bert has Animosity 10 Thunders. Cannot be hired by crews containing 10 Thunders. Simple as that. He's got a big talker, because Jack Burton is. This model counts as 2 models, or as worth 8 soul stones for encounter purposes. He's got companion, Gracie and Wong, so you could do a little Big Trouble, little China Gremlin Alpha Strike. He's hard to kill. He's intractable. He cannot be sacrificed or buried. He's the right gremlin in the wrong place. If an opponent has declared 10 Thunders as their faction, this model gains the Comes Cheap ability. Pretty cool. He's slippery after this model's hit by enemy melee attack, but before resolving the attack's effect, there are 1 or more friendly models engage with the attacker. Flip 1 card per friendly model engage, including this one, the model with the lowest value. Card suffers the attack effects, including any triggers if there's a tie. The attacker chooses the model. He's got the ability Too Dumb to Run. If this model loses a morale duel, it does not fall back, but may not perform movement actions for the remainder of the turn. His weapon is Blackwater Pepper Box. After resolving a strike with this weapon, any attacks generated by his Trigger Happy trigger, this will push his model directly away from the target a number of inches equal to the number of attacks performed during the action. So this gun is a little bit too big for Bert. His actions, he's got 0 actions, feigned bravado. This model's willpower flips, receive a ++, and if he loses a duel using this willpower, it suffers 1 wound. He's got Jerk It, the Blackwater Pepper Box. Weapon CB is 3 mass gram until the end of model's activation. He's reckless, just like a lot of other gremlins. He can suffer 1 wound to receive fast. Now he's got triggers. He's got Critical Strike with his jackknife. He's got Trigger Happy with a Blackwater Pepper Box, and this will allow him, after damaging defender with this weapon, immediately perform a Blackwater Pepper Box strike against the defender again. And he's got, it's all under reflexes, just like in the movie, it's all under reflexes. After attacker misses with a ranged strike, this model deals damage using combat duel as if it had hit the attacker with a knife strike. He's got a spell of 1, Got Your Back. Place this model in base contact with a friendly model engaged by 1 or more enemy models. This is a gremlin with a mullet, moccasin boots, blue jeans. It's freaking awesome. I'm gonna have to really do a good job painting this guy so his tank top looks exactly like Kurt Russell's in the film. Next up we have Gracie, which is a fat hog. Basically, I can't put it any other way. This is a representation of the Pork Chop Express. Now, she is a Grave Robber Pig unique. Let's see. Now, what's pretty nice is, I think that maybe I can put these 3 in my Ophelia crew, too. And I know you're going to say, Sean, Ophelia can't hire pigs. But we'll get to that. She's got a walk 4, 8 charge, height 2, willpower 7, casting a 5, 5 defense, 8 wounds. She's 7 points, and she's got the gore ability, 2, 4 damage, 1 inch range. She's got armor of +1, and she's bulletproof +1 because she's got a whole bunch of pot and pans taped to her with a teapot on the side. So this is how Bert carries the stuff around, is straps on the Gracie. Or, yeah. Let's see, she's got clanking and banging. This is an aura within 3 inches. Models cannot simultaneously activate with each other. So that's pretty cool. You know, you can stop some alpha strikes if you got this pig close by. Stuff like that. She's got Mama's Boy When Bert Gibson flips cards using a slipper ability, this model's controller may reduce the value of the card flip for this model to 1. Not without my gal. Crews containing Bert Gibson may hire this model at no additional cost, ignoring any hiring restriction that would prevent it from being hired. So, you could have Bert and Gracie and Ophelia crew, even though she can't hire pigs. So that's pretty cool. She's old and fat. This model may not perform both the snooze and riled up actions on the same turn. She's shambling. She ignores severe train movement penalties. Short of breath, this model suffers 1 wound if it performs a pig charge. She's slow to die. She's got hitch on up. This allows Jack to link to her, and she can basically move and carry him around just like the truck Porch Cop Express. Her weapon is gore. Damage flips during this model's pig charge inflict +1 damage. She's got all action, which is snooze, which she can perform 2 healing flips, so that's pretty cool. Everyone needs a good nap once in a while. She's got filler up. This model may offer 0 actions. Immediately perform an action after it kills the model with a melee attack. Heal all wounds suffered by this model and immediately end its activation. This action may only be performed if the model is in a crew led by non-gremlin models. Okay, so we'll have to go through a little Von Trio action on her. She's got riled up. This model may suffer 2 wounds to receive reactivate. Stank Eye. Target another pig within 6 inches. That pig is now stampeding. Okay. Pig Charge. 2 actions. Push this model up to its charge. This model may interrupt the push to make 1 gore strike, which receives a plus for the damage flip, and continue to push the after the resolving the attack. For trigger, she has Overbear, which is for her gore. This weapon's damage receives a +1 during the charge or pig charge. And she's got some spells. She's got Vintage Swine. Stampeding pigs may choose to target the spell's target with their Swine Dash actions and eat anything. Discard all non-objective counters not carried. Heal this model 2 wounds per counter. Pretty solid pig, I guess. I don't usually run pigs because my Ophelia crew couldn't use them up until now, but I am going to own these 3 models. That is it. Last up, we have Wong. This is a Gremlin Mercenary, unique. Walk 5, 7 charge, height 1, willpower 6, 6 casting with a mask, 4 defense, 7 willpower. Wong has Iron Fan, which is a range of 2, CB4, 1, 2, 3 damage, and the 3 demon bag. Not quite the 6 demon bag, but it's a 3 demon bag, with a 1, 3, 3 damage, with 8 range. Of course, he's got the Animosity's 10 Thunder faction. He's got Glowy. During deployment, nominate 1 friendly minion as it's deployed. That model weapon gains magical to end of encounter. So this might be going on the pepper box or the jackknife, which I can see a lot. He is harmless and hears voices. At the end of the model's activation, this model must perform a willpower 2 duel. If the model loses the duel, it suffers 1 wound or receives paralyzed. Because there's 3 demons in the bag, just so everyone knows. He's got a novice counterspell, which this model or any model within 3 inches are targeted by a spell. His model's controller may discard 2 control cards or 1 tome suit before the casting flip is to cancel the spell. For his weapon, his Iron Fan of Suli, it's magical. This weapon's damage flips receive a plus when damaging models with Oni ability or Soulless, Spare, or Undead characteristic. He's got the 3 Demon Bag. It's magical. Bury a model suffering severe damage from this weapon. Models buried by this weapon are placed within play within 6 inches of this model at the end of the end resolve effects step, or if this model is removed from play. He's reckless, just like a lot of other gremlins. So for his trigger, he has Zap on his lightning jump. The 2 lowest card values suffer the damage. Models tied for the lowest values all suffer the damage. He's got the Bacon Curse with the 3 Demon Bag. He basically turns into a pig, and he can't load you up, put you in the bag when he does that. His Razor's Edge for the fan, it can ignore armor on a with its CB with a tome. It's got a Rusty Edge with a on the fan with a crow, and it does poison too. And he's got for his bounce magic, Let's see. If this model loses a resist duel for a spell targeting it, the caster and the model both suffer the spell's effects. Use difference in casting, so he can bounce the magic, they both suffer it. He's got Squeal, which makes lets him run away, just like a lot of other gremlins. He's got a spell that, Inspiring Presence. Friendly models, including this model, are immune to terrifying. And he's got Lightning Jump. And that's the one the model controller flips a card for each model within 5 inches of the target. The model with the lowest value flip suffers 2 damage. If more than one model is tied for lowest value, all of the tied models suffer the damage. If one of the cards flipped is a Black Joker, this model suffers 2 damage instead. So it's cute little counterspelling, lightning throwing, 3 demon bag gremlin that I must have. And a lot of people seen artwork for this guy. He's got the blue hat with the little pigs and stars on it. Gracie's the pig with the teapot on it. I like it. I like these models a lot. And that's what I was going to go over with them. I'm glad they did this in Malifaux. The Storm of Shadows book is pretty sweet. A lot of Asian influence. Almost all of it. It reminds me a lot of... I used to play Clan War. So if you got anyone who's on the fence about playing Malifaux and they like the... You know, the whole Asian, Chinese, Samurai theme. This is for them. I'd recommend it to anyone. This is a good book. Of course, you'll need the rule book to start with. And I'm going to call that quits for today's episode. I don't know what I'm doing next time. Probably going to cover some more Malifaux, perhaps. Go over my Lucius crew and some ideas I have. So if you want to add your input, send them to SeanHammer, the number 9@yahoo.com. Oh, I'm working on some t-shirts, by the way. Give me your feedback. Leave me some iTunes reviews, please. Don't forget to check out the Etherbox, Malifools, Cheetah Fates Radio, all good Malifaux podcasts. I love listening to them all. And maybe you can blame Malifools for sucking up a lot of my time. They've really entranced me lately. So that's going to be it for today. Hope you enjoyed it, and you'll hear from me soon with episode 70. And just remember, fanatics, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.
Members of the National Socialist Party conquered Europe through murder, torture, intimidation, and terror. And that's exactly what we're going to do to them. We will be cruel to the German. And through our cruelty, they will know who we are. They will find the evidence of our cruelty in the disemboweled, dismembered, and disfigured bodies their brothers we leave behind us. And the German will not be able to help themselves. Imagine the cruelty their brothers endured at our hands, in our boot heels, and the edge of our knives.